hurt them. When he does get back eventually, like, what sort of things are you looking for from him to, you know, break back into things with any kind of points of improvement we're looking for?
I just keep getting better. Just keep working on the things that give us a chance to win every night, the process of winning, screening, rebounding, running, defense, offense. Just all the things that can give us a chance to win every night. He's doing good.
Hey, Joe, I wanted to ask you a question about Luka Garza. You know, one of the concerns about him coming out of college was he wouldn't have the foot speed to compete in the NBA. How has he been able to overcome that particular weakness and become such a useful player for you all this season?
He works really hard. So I think if there's ever something, someone ever tells him that he can't do something, he's probably going to work as hard as he can to make sure that gets fixed. And so it's just, you know, who he is. So he's got a particular skill set, his ability to shoot the ball, his ability to score, his ability to rebound. He has a great knack for getting in traffic rebounds, which I think is something that's hard to do. And he works at the things that he's not great at, you know, consistently. So he's been really good for us, and he's got to continue to get better.
What makes someone a good screener in your system in particular? Are there numbers you look at for that? Is it just kind of looking at it, like on film, like for him and Nene this year? Like, what has made them better than that?
Yeah, you got to know the coverage that they're in, you know, the ball handler coverage, the big man's coverage. You have to know the particular screen that you have to set versus that coverage. You got to be great at the timing of your screens, knowing when to come sometimes. You got to be able to get those in real time. Stuff that you're doing better at, pockets and stuff that slips, and so you're bringing back, and so just